to the Empowerment Love Place.
Talk Radio.
Praise God, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. I'm Prophet Cheryl Forrest, and I'm the author of By His Stripes We Are Healed, and I'm also the author of Get Ready for a Miracle. And I would like to thank Prophet Valerie Burrell for the opportunity to be on radio tonight. Now, we have a wonderful discussion we're going to talk about tonight, and it's called The Powerful Keys That Will Unlock Your Harvest. And I'm going to do a little announcement before I go into that subject tonight. And the announcement I want to get out there before I forget is, on this Saturday, on November the 19th at 12 o'clock noon, we are going to invite you to come out to our Women's Fellowship. And it's at our church at New Creation Ministries. And it's a luncheon. It's a free luncheon. And we like to invite all women. If you're available, come on out and join us. We call New Creation Ministries a place where miracles happen, because we are constantly seeing God move mightily in our services. There have been angelic sightings. People have said that they've been standing there and they felt someone touch them. And we know it's the angels. And we've just have been so privileged and so blessed just to be in the presence of Almighty God. You can come through the door and you will feel God's presence. And we just thank God for what he's doing in the midst. Bless Jesus. But tonight we're going to talk about the powerful keys that will unlock your harvest. And most of us, you know, you check your purse or you check your nightstand. Most of us have a couple of keys that most of the time it's your house key or maybe it's your car key. And, you know, and when you use the right key in the right place, like if you use your house key the right or the correct house key to, you know, to have a door to open up the door to get into your house, you normally gain access, right? But I don't know about you. Sometimes I have actually gotten to my door and used the incorrect key. I found myself using the church key, trying to open up the key to my house. And when I did that, it did not give me access. I could not go through the door until I used the correct key. So tonight we're going to start out talking about the wrong key. This is something that the Holy Ghost had gave me. Is that God has given us the keys to the kingdom. He said, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, we have to make sure we're using the right keys. And the wrong keys will be doubt, unbelief, and fear. And when we use keys like doubt, unbelief, and fear, these keys are like a hazard to our health and serious blessing blockers. If you don't want your blessing to come to you, and you start walking in doubt and unbelief, and you know, before you know it, or even fear, oh my gosh, start walking in those things, using those type of keys, and you will see your blessings repel. I mean, it'd be just like mosquito repellent. You spray it on and it keeps the mosquitoes away. When you put on doubt, you're walking in unbelief, and you're fearful. It's just like mosquito repellent. It will repel your blessings. You will be sitting back wondering, Lord God Almighty, what happened to my blessings? Now, we also have to remember, you know, the Israelites. I refer back to them a lot because it's just a powerful illustration. Because of their doubt and their unbelief, it kept them out of the promised land. And that's what the wrong key of doubt and unbelief and fear does. Even today, it will keep you out of your promised land. So if you want to go into the promised land, you want to go forth and possess all that God has for you, well, these three guys, you got to get rid of. You're going to have to renounce doubt. You're going to have to kick fear out. You're going to have to reject that spirit of unbelief. You just got to cast those things out. And remember, the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So these are huge keys that you do not want to use. Bless Jesus. But he has given us some powerful keys that we can use that will not repel the blessing, but actually cause the blessing to come to us. And one of those keys, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is the key of faith. The Bible talks about in Hebrews 11 chapter, it talks about faith being the substance of things hoped for, even the evidence of things not seen yet. So If we put on that key of faith, we use that key of faith, we'll see the doors open up before us that no man can close. We'll find ourselves walking in the promises that God has promised us. And we want to put this number out there. If you are in need of prayer tonight, you can call us in at, or you can call in at 323-927-3014. And again, that's 323-930-14. You know, the Bible talks about if we want to please God, the way to please God is with God to have faith. And the Bible tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please him. Now, when we use faith, he told us that we can speak to the mountains. We can tell that mountain to be plucked up, removed, and even cast into the sea. And that's when we use faith. But if we're walking in doubt and unbelief and fear, you know, it's not going to get us anywhere. We can't speak to the mountain. We can't even get a headache to move if we're walking in doubt and unbelief or we're fearful. Now, you remember Job in the Bible? Job lost his children. He lost his possessions and stuff, you know, because there was a fear, an underlying fear within his life. He feared losing his children. So we don't want to walk in fear. Fear is really, you know, pretty much the opposite of faith. And if we want to please God, we have to walk by faith and not by sight, and definitely not in fear, bless Jesus. Fear will keep you in a wilderness situation a little bit too long. Remember the Israelites? All of those that were in doubt and unbelief, all of those that were fearful and would not, you know, believe the promise that Caleb had, that they could possess the land, they were more than able to conquer. They were more than able to possess that land that God had already said that he was going to give to them. And see, there are some promises that God has already pre-established to give to us. But it's going to take paying those blessings. It's going to take faith to walk in those promises. He said things like this. He said, I will call you to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. He said we would be a lender. We can actually be a lender and not a borrower. That's right. We don't have to be in debt. Now, you know there's bad debt and there's good debt. But we don't have to be in bad debt. We can actually be a lender and not a borrower when we walk by faith and trust God. Can I help you out tonight? There is absolutely, positively, nothing too hard for God. Situation you're in right now, that's not too hard for God to turn around. Matter of fact, he wants to turn that situation around for you, even now. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say it's not too hard. Just trust him. Just put your confidence, total confidence in him. That's what faith is, you know, just really believing God and taking the doubt out, taking the questioning out. Will he work for me? Will he come through for me? That's what doubt and unbelief is. But faith says, you know what? I am going to trust God. I'm going to have faith in him. I'm not going to walk by what I see. I'm not going to allow my five senses to rule me and lead me around like a puppet. No, I'm going to just trust God, and I'm not going to question his ability. I believe that he's able. You know, we have so many Bible examples that show us that God is able, that he can do exceeding abundantly more than what we can even ask, even think of. And, you know, if we just sit back now and just think of some of the things, you know, that we want in life and just think, now, God's able to perform that if we can believe him for it. Now, one wonderful thing about faith is the Bible says that God has given all of us a certain measure of faith. But what he wants us to do is he wants us to use that measure of faith that he's given us. Simply by just believing him for something. Maybe you want to start out small, wherever you feel your faith can handle at the moment. Ask God for something if you haven't already done it. And then believe him for it and determine within yourself, I'm not going to doubt. I'm going to trust God. So if negative thoughts come to your mind about doubt and unbelief, go ahead and cast those thoughts down. You see, one thing about thoughts is you have to immediately cast them down. You can't entertain them, because if you entertain them, before you know it, you know, you'll be acting on them. So what we do is, when the negative thoughts come to our mind, we say things like, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast that thought down. I will not receive it in Jesus' name. And then replace that negative thought with something positive, like, God, I thank you that you're coming through for me. I thank you, dear God, that you're opening that door for me. And that thing that I'm believing you for, it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Bless God. Again, for prayer, you can call in at 323-927. I know last Sunday when I was preaching, I get in your word, and he told me this. He says, I'm trying to get a miracle into your hand, but you keep blocking it with your words. Now, I asked this question. I said, now, what words? How are we blocking? Because I know doubt and unbelief will block it. I know fear will block it. I know unforgiveness will even block your blessings. But he said, with your words. And I said, now, what words? Now, how are we blocking it with our words? He said, the words you speak, if you say things now, if you receive a prophecy, this is just an example of what's telling me on Sunday. He says, now, if I were to give you a prophecy saying that you're going to get the house, you know, by this season next year, you'll have your own house, and an individual, they walk away, they hear a prophecy like that, and they walk away, you know, they're rejoicing with their mouth. Their mouth is saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I've got it. I receive it. Bless Jesus. But in their heart, by the time they get to the door, if their heart says, you know what, I don't know whether that's going to happen or not, you know, or in their mind they start thinking, yeah, right, maybe for somebody else, you know, that's canceling out what was just prophesied in your life. What happens then is it's like you put that miracle, you block that miracle from coming to pass. Because one thing he showed me, he says your heart has to be in agreement with your mind. Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I thought it was so powerful. He said your heart has to be in agreement with your mind. He says, a double-minded man can't receive anything from God. And it also says about a double-minded man, it says he's unstable in all of his ways. So your heart has to come in alignment with your mind, the way you think, and not only that, with the words that's coming out of your mouth. Because Proverbs tells us, it says death and life is in the power of the tongue. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. So, yes, it is important. What you say out of your mouth is important. To speak faith words, positive words, is important. To keep doubt-filled words out of your mouth, keep them out of your mind, cast them down, just don't speak them out of your mouth. Bless Jesus. It's important to walk by faith and to talk faith. You know, you can kill your situation about negative words coming out of your mouth. Yes, you can. I've heard people, I remember one year, I heard this individual say that they was going to have a bad Christmas pretty much, because they were saying they didn't know, you know, where they were going to get the money for them for Christmas, and it wasn't even December. And I was thinking in my mind, I was like, oh, my gosh, do they realize what they're doing? They're giving the enemy permission to block their blessings for Christmas. God's already put into motion. He says, when we give as tithers, when you tithe and you give your offerings to God, then God is obligated to bless you, right? Now, he says, when you give, he says, I'll cause men to give back to you. Good measure, pressed out, shaken together, and running over. He said, I will cause men to give into your bosom. We can expect God to bless us when we honor his words in our giving, when we honor him in our lifestyle, in our commitment, and our obedience to him, then we can expect God to keep his covenant to us. But when we open up our mouths and we say something negative like that individual did, then what that does is it blocks our blessings. that individual, you know, they block the success of their Christmas. Now, we know Christmas is not all about giving and gifts, and we know it's pretty much about the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even though we do know that he wasn't born on December the 25th. But, you know, the world celebrates Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, along with the sharing of presents. And this person had already spoken out of their mouth. In reality, they'd already cursed their Christmas with the negative words coming out of their mouth. I mean, God is saying that he takes pleasure in our prosperity. He's saying that we're always on his mind. He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers." So it is the will of the Lord that we prosper. It's the will of the Lord that we're in good health. It's the will of the Lord that we grow spiritually. God's trying to bless us. He said, when we give, then he's going to cause men to give into our bosom. And the only thing that can really stop that is what's coming out of our mouth, our actions towards him, or even us falling into sin. And we thank God we will not. We decree and we declare in Jesus' name, we will not be falling into any type of sin, bless Jesus. So we also have to be careful about the things that's coming out of our mouth. It does matter what comes out of our mouth and put into motion blessings or curses. And you want to flow in the blessings of Almighty God. God wants us blessed. You may tell yourself that sometimes. Even if you have to write it on a piece of paper and maybe put it on your refrigerator or put it on your mirror, God wants me blessed. God wants me healthy, right? But we got to walk by faith. We got to use that key of faith in order to access these things, in order to be able to grab a hold of the promises that God has promised us, be able to obtain them, be able to grasp them, be able to walk in them. We've got to use faith. You know, I hear people saying, you know, I can't afford this and I can't afford that. But one thing I know that we cannot afford, and that's to get on the enemy's territory. You know, Satan can't touch us without permission, your household without permission. He can't touch you without permission. So how does he get his permission? Sometimes it's through the words coming out of our mouth, the negative words. Satan is a legalist. He knows when he has a legal right to, you know, to wreak havoc in a Christian's life. He knows when he has a legal right to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. Because that's what John 10:10 says. He says, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, what gives him that permission? To come in and steal, kill, and destroy? Well, we know through sin, that gives him permission. Through my forgiveness, that gives him permission. And through our mouth, through that doubt and that unbelief and that fear, that gives him permission. Using those wrong keys will give the enemy permission to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. So what we want to do is we want to shut the devil down. We want to kick him out. The Bible tells us whatever you bind on earth should be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth should be loose in heaven. So what you want to do is you want to bind that enemy up. I make it a habit, you know, as a lifestyle of a Christian, certain things we have to do, we have to repent of our sins throughout the day. It's a must. We've got to pray, right? Have to keep that relationship, that line of communication open with God through prayer. Bless Jesus. We've got to walk by faith. Bless the Lord. And one of the things I make a habit of doing in my prayer is, in the name of Jesus Christ, devil, I bind you in Jesus' name. I come against you with the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. I command you to cancel assignment, plan, plot, ploy, scheme that you have on against my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless Jesus. And that's something that we have to do as the body of Christ. We got to learn how to come against the enemy. Bless Jesus. Hallelujah. Kick him out. Bless Jesus. We got to come against him in the name of Jesus. We got to kick him out in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless Jesus. Hallelujah. So many keys that God has given us is that key of faith. We've got to use that key of faith to unlock the doors to our blessings. Bless Jesus. So if you want to be blessed, you have to be determined within yourself. I'm going to use my key of faith. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. You know, it's just a conscious decision in my mind. I've got to do this. And you know, dude, the Bible talks about leaving an inheritance to your children's children. Well, part of that inheritance that we can leave to our children's children is a lifestyle of walking by faith, not only material things. It's good to leave material things, but it's also very good to leave to our children a spiritual inheritance, teaching them about God, teaching them how to love God, teaching them how to reverence God, teaching them about having faith in God. Because just teaching them how to have faith in God will unlock some tremendous doors for them in life. It can, you know, cause them to not have to struggle, bless Jesus, but to live in success, to live in victory, to live in health, bless Jesus, that they've obtained everything that God has for them. Glory to God, hallelujah. So you're out there today, bless God. And you realize that maybe you've been using the wrong key, because we talked about the key of doubt and unbelief and the key of fear. Maybe you've been, you know, using those keys, not knowing that those were the wrong keys to use. And if that's you, I'm going to pray for you right now. And we're going to reverse the things, the negative things that were set into motion by those negative keys. So come in agreement with me in prayer now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we repent of using the wrong keys, those keys that have opened up the door and let the enemy in, those keys that have given Satan the permission to rob and to steal and destroy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we repent of using those keys, and we ask your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we reverse all of that in Jesus' name. We lose the power of God to enter in even now, to reverse all that negativity in the name of Jesus Christ, and to cause all things to work together for our good in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, and we praise you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, and we decree, because your word says we can decree a thing and it shall be established. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree victory in our life. We decree success in our life and over our children in Jesus' name, over our family members in the name of Jesus Christ, even over ourselves in Jesus' name. And maybe you are one of those people like that lady to be already begin to talk negative about their Christmas. Well, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command all that stuff to be reversed in Jesus' name. And I decree over you and your life and your household that this will be one of the most blessed Christmas seasons that you've ever had in your life in Jesus' name. And maybe you're out there today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, the Bible talks about the return of Jesus Christ. We know that he's coming back, and he's coming back like a thief in the night. So he's coming back real quick. Question that I like to put before you today is, if he were to come back tonight, are you 100% sure that you will be able to go back with him? Come on, search your heart. Because, you know, the Bible says only God knows the intent of a man's heart. You know, we can say a whole lot of things, but really deep down in our heart, do we really know him? Deep down in our heart, are we really living for him? And if you're not, we'd like to give you that opportunity. So if you want to make sure that, you know, that you're 100% sure that if Jesus Christ were to come back tonight, that you would be able to go back with him, why don't you repeat this prayer with me tonight? Or maybe you were once connected with Jesus Christ and you found yourself in a backslidden position and you want to come back to Christ. Repeat this prayer with me tonight. Dear God, I repent of my sins. And I ask your forgiveness in Jesus' name. I forgive everyone I held anything against, and I release them unto you in Jesus' name. I accept you tonight as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. Restore me. Heal me. Deliver me in Jesus' name. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless Jesus. Hallelujah. After that, and we want you to know that the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now behind your decision to follow Jesus Christ and to accept him into your heart tonight. And for those of you that are out there tonight and there is any sickness in your body, I'm sensing that there are some people listening. You've been having problems with your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke all heart problems in Jesus' name. I bind it up, rebuke it, and I cast it out in Jesus' name. And I speak to your heart valves, and I command them to open up in the name of Jesus Christ. And I lose the creative miracle for you in your heart in Jesus' name. I lose the creative miracle for you in your body in your mind, in your spirit, even in your emotions. There are people out there, you've been hurt emotionally. You've been wounded, even hurt at church, hurt out of church. But you've been hurt, and you're walking around with a broken heart. We want you to know tonight that Jesus is a healer of the brokenhearted. And God's able to heal you tonight. So in the name of Jesus, we bind a brokenheartedness in Jesus' name. We bind up the spirit of infirmity off of you and out of you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bind up the spirit of dementia. We come against that spirit in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we break the power of every generational curse of sickness and disease off your body now. We command it to be broken in Jesus' name. And we lose healing to flow from you tonight in Jesus' name. And I speak to every cell in your body in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed. I command your membranes to be healed. I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak to your blood. I command it to be healed and whole in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I speak to your systems in Jesus' name. And I command your systems to come in alignment with the word of God. Be healed tonight. Be whole tonight in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And I speak to your lungs. If somebody out there, you've been having problems with your lungs, in the name of Jesus, be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Why don't we use that key of faith tonight and come in agreement? There's somebody out there, you've been battling cancer. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's use that key of faith that I was talking about. In the name of Jesus Christ, join your faith in with mine right now in this prayer. We're going to believe God for a miracle for you tonight. If you've got sickness in your body, go ahead. If you can, put your hand on that area right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up that sickness in Jesus' name. We rebuke it. We cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast our cancer out. We command it to go in Jesus' name and never return in the name of Jesus. We bind up lupus. We cast it out in Jesus' name. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind up tumors and we command them to dissolve in Jesus' name. And we command every matter of sickness and disease to go now in Jesus' name. We cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. And we come against all spirits of suicide. We break your power now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus Christ. And we loose God's people to be blessed. We loose you to be healed. We loose you to be whole in the name of Jesus Christ. And we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over you now in Jesus' name. And we decree over you that by his stripes you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank God tonight for his healing power. Bless Jesus. Bless Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and receive that healing? Well, Prophet, how do I receive my healing? Just go ahead and raise your hands up and begin to thank God for healing you tonight. And remember that this is a by faith thing. Use your key of faith to unlock the door to receiving your healing. Now, I've got to tell you this as well. When you receive a healing from the Lord, when you pray and ask God for healing, or someone prays for you for healing, it manifests. God sends forth the answer, but it's up to us to receive the answer, bless Jesus. So use that key of faith. Go ahead, put it in. Unlock it. Unlock that door, bless Jesus. Use that key of faith to unlock that door to your healing tonight, to unlock the door to your miracle tonight, to lock that door that you need to be unlocked tonight in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another key you can use is praise, healing you tonight. Thank him for delivering you tonight. Thank him for setting you free. And another key that you can use is the key of prayer. When you get off this line tonight, go ahead and begin to pray and thank God again, even in your prayer, for answering your prayers. You know, the Bible talks about God inclines his ears to our prayers. Honey, he loves you. God loves you. He's waiting for us to have dialogue with him. He's waiting for us to get with him. He's waiting for us to spend that quality time in prayer. So I'm encouraging you tonight, increase your prayer life, bless Jesus. Get to know him. Get to know him. Purpose in your heart every day, I'm going to spend 15 minutes, I'm going to spend 30 minutes, however long you can spend, but spend some quality time with God. And I tell you, you will not regret it. The closer you get to him, the closer he'll get to you. And when you get close to God, then God starts unlocking all type of doors for you. And before you know it, you're walking in the blessings of God. You're walking in that victory that he's promised you, bless Jesus. You're obtaining the blessings, bless Jesus. And not only will you be blessed, but your whole household will be blessed when you come to know him. Bless Jesus. We want to thank you for tonight for tuning in and listening. We want to thank Prophet Valerie Burrell for the opportunity to be on radio tonight. We want you to know that God loves you and we love you as well. We want to invite you to go to my website, CherylForceMinistries.com. That's www.CherylForceMinistries.com. God bless you. We love you.